paper giant Ida Buttrose has recently been announced as chairwoman of the ABC by Prime Minister Scott Morrison after the resignation of former chairman Justin Milne and the fallout from the fall of former managing director Michelle Guthrie late last year. Ms. Buttrose will only be the second woman appointed to the role. As of the 2018 Fortune list, only 24 women were CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. So is the appointment of Ida Buttrose a sign of change in the air? The Wire's Campbell Johnson reports.
For the first time in more than 30 years, a woman has been appointed to chair the board of the ABC. Print media legend Ida Buttrose has become the second female ABC chair after the brief stint of Dame Leonie Kramer in 1982. After her appointment was announced yesterday, Ms. Buttrose promised to bring stability to the ABC after a wave of senior resignations last year.
I think the most important, and in my role of chair, I think my most important role is to restore stability to the management of the organisation.
Despite Ms. Buttrose's impressive resume, she was not considered an initial candidate for the role by the original recruitment team. Instead, the shortlist consisted of former media executives Kim Williams and Greg Hywood, as well as Sydney lawyer Danny Gilbert. However, yesterday this was superseded by the Prime Minister's appointment of Ms. Buttrose. Former presenter of the ABC's 7:30 report and member of the ABC alumni, Quinton Dempster, says while the appointment may be the correct one, the process for getting there, on the other hand, may not be.
I think there's general acceptance now about the appointment of Ida Buttrose, but there was objections of the way it was done. It was outside what was meant to be a bipartisan merit selection process. But Ida has been smashing glass ceilings for women in media and in corporate Australia for some time, and she's got a high regard. So those of us who are concerned about the survival of the ABC have looked at the positives rather than the negatives. We want to address some of the processes, but there's general support for her. I do know, Campbell, that when she was Australian of the Year and afterwards, she'd speak very strongly about affirmative action for women in corporate Australia and wanting them. You couldn't get women onto the boards unless there was affirmative action, that you'd had to have a quota system. That ran counter to a lot of the corporate blokes culture. So she was a progressive in that sense, and getting to be the chairman of the chairperson of the ABC is a major breakthrough, second only to Leonie Kramer in the 1980s.
Yeah, definitely. And so you talked about her impact on the women in media and the women in business in general. What do you think of the process of the appointment? You mentioned that briefly. How was that irregular or not to standard?
The whole purpose of the amendment to the ABC Act in 2012 was to stop the party political stack of the ABC board. We're sick of it. It put it up with for decades, and anybody in government, whether Labor or Liberal National, they can't stop themselves, these buggers, from from stacking it with their mates or partisans, and in some cases people actually hostile to the whole concept of public broadcasting. So in 2010 up to 2012 there were Senate inquiries and amendments to the ABC Act to make the minister make the appointment at arm's length. It was a good idea, and I still think it has merit. So we'd advertise, the ABC or the government would advertise publicly for expressions of interest from appropriately qualified people, and we get the sense of building the public's and taxpayers' trust in the ABC through a merit selection process. That's what it was about, that's what it was motivated the whole thing. But in government, of course, I regret to say the Lib didn't follow the spirit of it, and they stacked the selection panel with pals, and they trounced it, actually. And we're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
And you mentioned that. And does that mean that the potential appointment, while it may be the correct appointment, was done as a political move more than anything else?
I think in this way, because Ida is so popular, I think Scott Morrison and Mitch Fifield, the minister, were looking at ways where they could neutralise the ABC as an issue. You remember last year, Campbell, there's still an ugly smell about the ABC, about the political interference. That's being examined by the Senate. The former chairman, he had to resign. The board sacked the managing director. There's great concern about bringing the ABC to account on the issue of political interference. That's playing out at the moment. So it was in that context that the Prime Minister and the Minister for Communication said, well, what can we do? There is widespread public distress about what's happening with the ABC. Let's make a popular appointment. So they didn't make somebody with other corporate knowledge that went through the selection process. They decided to pick Ida.
It's a former 7:30 reporter Quentin Dempster speaking to The Wire's Campbell Johnson there.